There's a place beyond the sea.
WMFO in Medford. Skybar here, filling in for Mike. And you just heard, Is Heaven Real? He doesn't need him. It's up to just heard Is Heaven Real. Before that, we played Green Day, The American Dream Is Killing Me, and Ravagers, a song called Blackout off of Badlands. So I'm here with Johnny and Mike and Go-Go.
Yeah.
So welcome in, guys.
Glad to be here.
Thanks a lot.
So, Johnny, you've been at this a while. Born in Texas, right?
Yes.
Went to Oklahoma, and you were in Oklahoma for quite a bit.
Yeah, I really grew up there. I was in Texas till I was about 3, and then I moved to Oklahoma, and I was there through high school, and then left, had many adventures. We don't need to get into this morning.
Yeah, it's only an hour show, right?
Well, there were two adventures. But, yeah.
But you wound up in New York.
Yeah.
That's a weird transition, right? Oklahoma, New York, what else?
Well, it was from Memphis. After my parents split up, we moved to Memphis. And then from Memphis, we ended up moving up to New York with my mom, my two younger sisters. And I was there for about a year until I got drafted. And then I was in the Army.
And how long was that?
2 years.
2 years in the Army.
69 to 71.
And did you all, at what age, did you know early that you wanted to do music, play music, do this for, I guess you'd say a livelihood? Did you know at a very young age?
No. I mean, I was always a music fan, and I was growing up, teen hops and dancing was a big thing. So I loved dancing, and I always wonder how people actually meet girls now that there's not like cheek to cheek dancing. You know, I don't know how you would ever go from there to the more serious thing. But anyway,
they're jumping online, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever it is. But I didn't really start doing music until I was about 40.
Wow. But you've been prolific since then, because you put out a lot of material.
Yeah, a lot. A whole lot.
Like, do you know how many CDs, releases you actually have?
Really. Somewhere in the 20, and then some other live stuff. And I'm very prolific. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of going for the quantity, not worrying. Let the quality, let time decide on the quality of it.
So you're like 40-ish, you said, when you started actually like making music?
Yeah.
And did something just kick in at that age? You said, I want to do something with
all. I was washing dishes for a living. And I was like,
this isn't going to do
this
it.
This is not a future. You know, what's it easy? I was really just thinking, what's easy way to make money? And I thought, oh, music, that looks like fun. Seems easy. There's other guys are doing it. What do they know that I don't know? And then, so I just naively went into it.
Yeah.
I got my sister, my little sister, I got her a drum set, and my partner bought a bass, and we went up into my mother's attic. You know, it was the same trajectory as people who started when they were 16. It's just I was 40.
Yeah, you were just a little later, but you did the same path, more or less.
It was the same path, you know. So I figure I'm in my mid-20s musically at this point.
You got a ways to go. Yeah. It's, and we're going to get to the band and this release shortly, but I'm going to let you play one live. But you have the show last night. It's an eclectic and a... I guess you could say a little bit of a different sound. Did you just absorb all this growing up and you just wanted to have parts of all of it involved in your music? Because I think it's cool that you do that, because some bands are straight ahead. They only do this, they only do that, and that works too, but you bounce around.
Yeah, I think I'm the kind of person that always thinks their last idea is their best idea. So if I play it, you know, I just... got a genre hop. It used to bother me. I used to wish I could be in a genre, but I just can't do it. So now I'm going more just for a very eclectic, you know, and bringing in the influences, the band, whatever band I'm in, what it is these musicians can do.
Yeah.
I try to, like, that's a big influence on it too.
I think that's great. Even on my radio show, I try to play a different sound. I have punk, I play rock, I play country, I play alternative. Like, I just noticed, I think you're listed somewhere. I saw, like, country, but I don't know if I'd call you guys a country act.
Nah.
There's tinges of it. You know, like I just said, you cover a lot of ground but
Well, I started out when the whole alt-country thing was big. And so I sound country.
Yeah.
Even though the music had just a tangential relationship to country, but I've never been able to break out of that box in a way, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they feel, sometimes you feel like they have to put a label, you have to define it somehow.
Yeah, yeah, but it has to be something.
But it really, it's great when it really isn't. It's quite a mix. You want to play one live, and then we'll play something maybe off the CD, and we'll talk a lot more about the band itself and the release.
Well, this is not on the CD, but this is one of the first songs I ever wrote, and we're still doing it today. We haven't done it in years, but we brought it back. It's a thing called God Created Woman. Goes something like this. I crawled across the border just to look in your face. You destroyed everything familiar to me. You left me in a foreign place. I promised you my kingdom and everything I own. I stripped myself till I was naked and handed you my skin and bones. Meet me in the parking lot up on level 3. There's something I must show you, something you just gotta see. The cotton sheets were stained with sin. You took your pleasure there. You writhed, you moaned, I cursed and I groaned. I still dream of your long red hair. You knew Cain, you knew Abel. Your sister was a Jezebel. Your love was no gift from heaven. Your love was a dog from hell. Won't you meet me in the parking lot up on level 3? There's something up there I must show you. Something you just gotta see. Let this be a warning to all of you foolish little men. God created the woman. She's the devil's next of kin. Won't you meet me in the parking lot up on level 3? There's something up there I must show you. There's something that you gotta see. There is something you just got to see.
Great.
Woo.
Great
Thank
stuff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Fantastic. See, it worked. Brought the electric in, and I'm going to play something else off of your latest release, and then we'll come back and we'll talk.
Great. Family and friends. Christmas, or is it Halloween? Holidays, that's not really my scene. I'd rather be alone inside these prison walls with the front door locked and the light on in the hall. Some say the world is coming to an end. They'll tell you why, they won't tell you when. The past is always gonna eat the future. That's why you got to practice the Karma Sutra. I'm all you're eating breakfast. Oh, include some home fries. There's just one song on my music box.
WMFO, and that was Shook Up off of Is Heaven Real? How Would I Know? Let's talk a little bit about that, the actual release. I have the CD here. There were a lot of musicians on this thing, Johnny, right?
Yeah, it's also on vinyl.
Oh, cool. I love people that put physical products out, because nowadays, every now and then you see people just... It's just available digitally, and
people want.
They want to hold it.
Oh yeah.
They want to read. Like, I love reading this stuff. Like, who was on the? You know, like I said, there's a lot of people on this. Did it take a while to put this together? This release?
No, I think the recording was like 3 days. And my friends, Amy Levere and Will Sexton, great songwriters. They put it together, and they brought all the musicians together, and they set everything up. And then my sister Jennifer and her husband Mike went down with me and we just cut it real quick, like one or two takes at the most, you know, just some super good musicians and super nice people, and it was just a love fest.
Yeah.
And barbecue and
good times,
you know.
And this was recorded in Memphis.
Yeah, yeah, I was recorded at the Delta Sonic Studio, which mm-hmm. is the studio where all the Fat Possum stuff is.
Yeah.
Was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice experience, you know, and a really different sound for me having that many musicians,
all those people,
horns
yeah.
and all that stuff, violins,
yeah,
etc.
And now you're out here with Mike and what is it?
Go-Go Boy.
See, go. I would have been better going with the real name, Go-Go Boy. And I went to the show last night, as I told people, and I've never seen a show electric guitar, just the piano with Mike and your, the dancing. I got to mention the dancing; it's part of the show. And so the sound you got out of just the two of you, Mike and Johnny, is did you go to school for music, Mike?
Yeah, for a bit. Yeah, studied jazz when I was young.
Yeah.
Left school, just studied music on my own, started playing with people like Johnny.
But, and so how'd you meet? Just through the scene, through the...
Yeah, I mean, Mike and I have been doing... playing together for 20 years or
okay.
so.
It's 2004.
You know, yeah. We did a lot of tours in Europe together with our other friend Brian Wilson and Kim Sherwood Queso, who sang on most of my albums. And then there was a long period where we weren't playing together, Mike and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening. COVID, I think, was happening.
Yeah.
And then Mike and I got back together, and so we've played together for years, so it's a pretty comfortable musical
yeah.
thing, which is really easy to do.
Yeah, and I imagine that you've probably played in various formats throughout your...
Yeah.
Is this the first time the three of you guys have... Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Mike Park started with us just from the beginning of this... tour that we just did in Europe, but Park and I have known each other for 30 or 40 years. He's got his own bands, he's done his own thing. We played together in different bands, but we've never played together in the same band
yeah.
at the same time.
And did you write some stuff, Park, for this? Well, you played
we
last
did,
night, you played one.
We did one of my numbers last
yeah.
night, and I had a similar trajectory is Johnny, like I started when he started at that's when I started, but
oh, okay.
you know, he was in the 40s and I was in my 20s, but we were both
yeah.
just starting and learning, and he's really been a mentor to me and real inspiration, and over the years we've intertwined in different ways, and he's always been super inspiring to me. And when your mentor says, like, hey, you want to join the band, then it's, yeah, you say yes, you know?
Yeah,
you
just yeah.
You grab up your oat milk and
get in the van.
Jump in the van.
Yeah, totally, and start go-go dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what's your other band? You have another band, what's that like?
I perform under my own name, Park Doing. That's my real name. I have a record under there, vinyl record. But the next ones are all going to be called Go-Go Boy. So
all right.
You're looking at them right now. Yeah.
Is that Go-Go Boy, does that come from your... on stage
it came
antics?
Came from this operation here. Yeah,
well, I think it came from we realized that we weren't really in the music business, we were in the glamour business.
Yeah.
And so if you're in the glamour business, you have to have a more glamorous
you need
name.
One glam guy.
Yeah. So.
And that fellow in Zurich, the El Local, the club owner.
Oh, that's,
you know,
right.
And he said, oh, it's good you brought the Go-Go Boy.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
And
yeah.
it stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Like, that's genius.
I like that. You want to play one, Johnny?
Sure, I'll play it.
And then and I'll probably play another, you know, I'll play something else off of. Who did the, who designed this, the CD, the artwork?
I did all that.
You did all that?
Each one's different, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, each
Each cover is
each cover is different. So that's sort of my.
How many did you do? How many covers?
I've done about 60 now. Yeah.
That's unique right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many guys that have all different.
And the vinyl artwork's completely different, vinyl version.
Yeah, yes. John Langford did the cover for that.
The vinyl doesn't change, right?
That's no, just
that's, you know, stays, that's no, asking that's a that's bit much. Right?
If you stare at it long enough.
Yeah. If you look. Oh my God, I love that about the CD. That's funny. But yeah, I'll let you play one.
All right. I tell you what. Why don't we do? This is a song poem thing. We'll do it as a poem. I think it's a thing called. Gone. It's about the life of a touring band, which, you know, I said I would never write a song like that, but I guess I did. The thing called Gone. I'll be home in 111 days. Now I'm in San Francisco, overlooking the dock of the bay. The tour will end, but I'm in no hurry. There's nothing left for me back in Missouri. It's a job, just like any other. If your job involves traveling around in a van with your musical sisters and brothers, it's rock and roll. It's shabop, shabam. I hope the road never ends, and I hope I'm always in a traveling band. I love the spotlight. I love the crowd. And I love a band that plays too loud. I love the drive, no matter how long. But most of all, I love the feeling of being gone. I'd be content, if I could, with just hanging around Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. But the neon lights, they're still calling to me. Lord, I love being in showbiz. I love the spotlight. I love the crowd. I love a band that plays too loud. I love the drive. No matter how long. But most of all, I just love being gone. Thank you very much.
That's very good. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right on.
So yeah, this is your life now. You're on the road, you're playing shows,
I'm living the life. Living the life I feel like I was
meant to do.
Meant to live, you know, come a little late, but better late than never.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna play something else off the release, okay, and then we'll get back and chat. Here we go.
Mind back in 63, psychedelics made a man of me. I saw some things I can't unsee when I was tripping on LSD. When I was tripping on LSD, I hope on this we can all agree. We're all just apples on a tree. I fought Custard and Robert E. Lee when I was tripping on LSD. When I was tripping on LSD. LSD. Sometimes the mind gets so confused. Sometimes the mind is what you need to lose. I realized that back in 63 when I was tripping on LSD. When I was tripping on
We just, it's okay, we're good. Yeah, we're back. That was LSD off Is Heaven Real, How Would I Know, the latest by Johnny Dowd. It's 10:33. I don't know if you want to play another one or not. You don't. It's up to you, Johnny. But
I think that's
probably you're good. All right. You want to plug a show or an appearance, I guess you could call, you're doing tonight?
Yeah, we're playing a house party, and it's... it's a benefit for Camp Keesum, which is a camp for kids whose parents or people close to them have died of cancer, and it's like a free camp for the kids. So it's a really good, really beautiful cause, benefit.
Yeah.
So we're playing there. All funds will be, everything will be donated to the kids. It's at 7... Marion, Marion Avenue in Woburn, Woburm, Massachusetts. And it's from 5 to 8. There's going to be food there, and we're going to be playing, and it's going to be a great time for a great cause. So come and do something good.
Yeah, sounds like a, like you said, good cause, great music. Can't top
good
that,
food.
Right? You want to get in here, Dan, for a minute?
Yeah. Hey, this is Bootleg Dan. Everybody knows me out there in Radio Land. Hey, I just want to tell you, it's a pleasure to have Johnny here. Like I said, I've been a big fan since like 1988. He's very good friends with a very good friend of mine in Syracuse, Bill Baldwin, who is a music encyclopedia. He knows more about music than I will ever know, that's for sure, most people I know. And he turned me on to Johnny and Neon Baptist in Ithaca, New York. And it's so nice to have Johnny up here. He was the last time I saw him up here, I understand he played with the Mekons, but I didn't see the show. But the last time I saw him up here, he played at the old Candle Cafe. And that was the year that the Darlings, who I was working with at the time, won the Best Country Music Award at the Phoenix. And Johnny played there, and the Darlings were playing as well. And then we all went back to my place. I was living in Davis Square at the time, and we talked music. A great night of fun. So tomorrow, leading up to this, we're going to be at the Worthing Attic. And Black Crow Productions and Bootleg Dan presents the Johnny Dowd Band. We also have Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp of the Darlings doing acoustic, and Teddy Larkin and the Haulers. I don't know much about Teddy, but I hear he's really good. Simon recommended him. Kelly recommended him. So come on out. The show will start around 4 o'clock. And it's going to be a good time, good way to celebrate Mother's Day. So come on out and see Johnny play. And again, tonight, make sure you go up to Woburn and see him play again. You know, you get to see him play three times this weekend. I mean, again, he hasn't been here in a long time. So take advantage of getting to see this legendary singer-songwriter. You know, what can I say?
You don't know when he'll be back.
So, you never know when he's going to be back. Hopefully next year.
Next year.
If I've had anything to do with it, it'll be next year.
Yeah.
So, anyway, again, Bootleg Dan presents the Johnny Dowd Band. Thanks again.
Yeah. Always at it, Dan. Doing a great job. Getting these people to come around town. And thanks again, Johnny, Mike, Go-Go.
Yeah.
You're thank welcome.
For thanks coming for in.
Dig it.
Yeah, thank you.
Early in the morning after a... Good I saw you. How was the pizza last night? I saw you at the pizza.
Good, yeah.
It's not
good.
Bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're you can get New a York, cocktail and a slice York, of guys. Pizza.
Yeah.
Mixed again.
I tried to be good show business. Yeah. Come on.
I'm getting a mixed review. We didn't name the name of the place, so it's okay. We're not destroying any establishment or anything. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind when I go get pizza out.
Yeah.
But the music—it was a great night of music.
Go Celtics! Let me go.
There. Yeah, I know. It's big game tonight. I'm a big Celtic guy, so sometimes I'm like, if there's I try to find a gig to go to so I don't have to sit through it, and that's my excuse. I gotta go out. I can't watch the game. I gotta go out.
But I've been following the Celtics since Bob Cousy.
Yeah,
that's how far back I go.
Segueing off here, but my uncle used to golf with Bob Cousy.
No way.
Yeah. He used to send me the golf scores and all that stuff. And they were pretty close. I was at Cousy's house for a, he did some basketball movie with Shaq. This was not way back.
Really?
Yeah. I forget the name of it.
Shazam?
I don't know. It was like 20 years ago. I don't know when it was, but. Yeah, it was at Kuz's house. It was kind of cool. Heinsohn was there. It was kind of like a...
I love Tommy, Tommy was the best.
It was a big deal. It was like, wow. I didn't know we'd go to the Celtics today, but it happened, right? What are you going to do? Yeah, that was a... Kuz is still... Kuz is up there, but he's still... I think Kuz is well into his 90s now. Kuz is like 92, 3, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's up there. All right, I'm going to get back to the music. I'm going to play something by Girl with a Hawk. Once again, guys, thanks for coming in and... Yeah, Dan knows all about this band.
Big fan.
Yeah, Girl with a Hawk.
For me. I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
That's ain't that. That's ain't that. That's ain't that.
Okay, we're back. That was One Fall with a cover of Born to Run. Great, fantastic cover that they did. They won the Rumble. They played it there. Before that, I had Spiller with God Save the Queens. And I'm back with Kirsten and Linda and Dan.
Woohoo!
It's a party.
It's a party.
Everyone's still here. This is usually the mic transition. I listen to it every week, and it's so smooth. And now you have me here, so this could be a bit of a, you know. But We're gonna play Joni Mitchell, and then I'll let the ladies have it, and Dan, of course, will take over. But for right now, we got Rivendell up. All right, thanks for listening, people. WMFO in Medford,
Hey, Skybar, such a treat to see you here in the DJ chair.
Yeah, with a 2-hour stint.
We haven't passed off the mic before, so this has
never.
Been... Never.
Never. First.
How is that possible?
Never.
That seems crazy, guys.
Yes. I mean, we know each other.
Yeah.
We were at the show. We were at the Burn together last
great
night.
Great show, wasn't it?
That was great.
Yeah. Great show.
Heard
by
it
Tad,
was
Randy, and of course, Johnny. It was fantastic by all involved. But